Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to a very special Real Country Interview. I was lucky enough to chat to country music royalty, American country music royalty, when I caught up with Dwight Yoakam.
The new album, why did you make us wait 7 years?
It wasn't a plan. What is it? I'll misquote John Lennon here, but his great statement is, life goes is what goes on while you're making other plans. You don't plan to not make a record for 7 years, but it's fate. Again, it's just life would have it. It turned out that we put the tribute to Buck out in 07, and then I took about a year where I didn't play live dates, really, and I did a couple films in 08, and then I began to play again a bit in 09 and started writing. I was writing some more, and I thought about, I talked with my manager about where I was going to do the next record if we wanted to go back to one of the major labels, and we actually were encouraged by Cameron Strang, who was one of the co-owners of New West Records that put out Blame the Vein and the Buck Tribute, the independent label that I'd worked with, to explore going back to Warner's because he knew some of the folks that had taken over there at the time. We talked to some folks in 09. Things seemed to be in flux. We weren't sure about that. And then Espo and Scott Hendricks came to me and out of the Nashville division in 2010. We sat down together and talked about music for about 3.5 hours in my office, played a bunch of songs, told them what I had in my head, and thought, well, okay, this sounds like we should probably agree to agree and make the record here. Things changed at the corporate level there the next month, and it led to another waiting period of a few months to see what was going to happen, and I continued writing. And in the meantime, Beck and I met and began talking about his co-producing with me, and then in late spring of 2011, we signed to do the record with Warner's. And Beck and I went in actually to do the first two tracks that ended up on as the first two recorded cuts for the album to explore the idea of recording something for an American TV show called True Blood. Beck and I met about 5 months earlier talking about doing something together. Met at my office again, played a bunch of songs, and he called me back, interested in working with me and suggested we try something on this. And I thought about a song that I'd started to write. I said, let me bring something out to you. So I said, kind of think Creedence Clearwater Revival, but maybe without the swampy groove, let's do the Bad Moon and Mirage. And I got to his home studio, started cutting what became A Heart Like Mine. He had his assistant engineer cut a drum part before I got there off of what I told him over the phone.
Wow.
And I said, that sounds pretty good. Here's the song I wrote that I was going to... And I started singing it, and before I knew it, he had already recorded the guitar, the electric guitar that I was putting out. That was a scratch, and wanted to overdub another electric guitar. I said, whoa, I'm not sure we're going to keep that. He said, I think we should. I said, I defer to you, back in this instance. And that led to, the beginning of how I went about then recording the rest of the album.
Well,
It's
like I said, it's a great album. I'm really excited that you're coming to Australia. You've got special guest Lee Kernaghan, which is an amazing choice. What can Australian audiences expect from the Dwight Yoakam show down here in Australia?
Well, we're going to play, obviously, a lot of things I've recorded over my entire career. We're going to come with three pairs and then some.
fruit bowl of music.
Probably in two pockets, and then I can, use my coat pockets to stick something else in.
Well, I think that you create a lot of happiness and joy out there in the world through your music and also through your attitude towards life. I can't wait to catch up with you when you get down to Australia and see some of the shows. Thank you so much for your time today, Dwight Yoakam.
And thank you for having me on the show.
You keep calling me on the telephone. You say you're all alone. Well, that's real sad. And you keep leaving notes stuck on my door. Guess you're hungry for some more. Girl, that's too bad. wanted was this spider in my bed. I got caught up in her web of love and life. Spun her chains around my heart and soul.
Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
The long and short of it, one of the country's best live duos have released their album Twin Flames on iTunes, featuring their popular original track, Robin.
Robin, you are so divine, sparkling eyes and a glass of wine, drenching sheep and chasing steers, working hard with blood, sweat and tears.
And some covers with a country twist. Download the long and short of its album, Twin Flames, on iTunes. And be sure to visit their website, thelongandshortofit.com.au.
Hi, Jan. Oh, nice car.
Aussie Car Loans arranged the finance for me.
Aussie Car Loans? Did you get a good deal?
The best. Aussie Car Loans included a free buyer protection plan called Walk Away. Aussie Car Loans offers a safer way to borrow should my financial circumstances change.
Aussie Car Loans and Walk Away. Call today 1300 769 999 1300 769 999. Walk Away Protection is issued by Swan Insurance, AFSL number 238292. For a copy of the PDS, contact Aussie Car Loans. Conditions apply.